an important first step before you select the right developer is to make sure that they will be happy to give you copyright in the end product.
Hello and welcome to Brand Tuned, the only podcast on branding that covers IP, which is intrinsic to business and brands. I'm Shireen Smith, lawyer, brand strategist, and curious business owner, keen to discover the secrets of effective brand building to create a successful business. Today, I'm giving some pointers to how to think about an app idea that you may have. In mid-February, I'll be releasing an episode on what makes an outstanding brand. And in the last week of February, I'll cover whether copyright protects names. Then I'm going to stop releasing two episodes each week. So in March, there will be just one podcast a week, and the approach is changing too. We'll be starting a new season from March onwards. I'll let you know a bit more about what to expect when I introduce season in early March. So I hope you enjoy the episode today.
Now, the way copyright works is that to protect an app into copyright generally, it's essential to hold on to the copyright, you know. The default rules mean that the creator of the app will be the owner of the copyright in it rather than you as the person who pays for the development work. Therefore, an important first step before you select the right developer is to make sure that they will be happy to give you copyright in the end product. However, don't just have a verbal agreement on this point, as that's just not enough under the law. You'll need to reflect this in writing and also have a good development agreement in place. That agreement should clearly specify what is to be developed, phases of the development, the payment plan, and how to resolve any misunderstandings or disputes that may arise. Don't agree to terms that only give you copyright once the project is concluded and you've paid for it, because if for any reason you do need to part company with the developer, you want to make sure that you own everything you've paid for and can get access to the source code and all the rights in the work, so you can then find another developer to pick up from where you left off and finish the work. It's also important to be mindful about the limitations of copyright protection. Now, copyright protects the expression of an idea and not the idea itself. That means that if I publish a recipe for how to make rabbit pie, my copyright in that recipe isn't going to prevent you or anyone else from actually making a rabbit pie using my recipe. You wouldn't be infringing my copyright in doing so. If, on the other hand, you actually copied my recipe in terms of photocopying and distributed it to all your friends, then copyright would be infringed. So the law gives the copyright owner the exclusive right to copy the recipe in order to distribute it to others. Translating that into how copyright protects an app means that if someone sees your app and decides they can do better than you, say your magic cabs, and an Uber comes along, looks at your app and thinks, this is a jolly good idea, I can do better, I'll also develop an app along similar lines and make some adjustments and improvements. They can do that without infringing your copyright. So once your app is out there, other people can also develop the same idea. As long as they don't take your code and copy it, they're not copying you. And as long as they don't copy slavishly what the way in which you have devised it. So when you have an idea for a new app, bear in mind that innovation alone is no guarantee of success. You need to do thorough research, set your marketing strategy, and really consider how best to develop the app to meet a market need so you can really get going fast with it. You can achieve a strong barrier to entry with the name that you use for your app if it's well conceived and addresses a market need. Be sure to pay close attention to the intellectual property rights around names before you buy domain names. Raising investment, if you need to raise investment, while you may believe your idea is unique, bear in mind that investors will often be approached by numerous other people, startups, some of whom may actually have very similar ideas to yours. So whatever you do, don't make the fundamental mistake of asking an investor to sign a non-disclosure agreement or confidentiality agreement to hear about your app idea. You need to have taken all the necessary steps to protect your idea before you turn to investors. There should at least be a proof of concept for them to see. And if yours is a product that could be patented, then you need to file that patent pending application before you go discussing your idea with anyone, with any third parties, because otherwise that jeopardizes your ability to get a patent. Your ideas must remain confidential, you see. So once you're ready to discuss your idea with investors, you should be in a position to do it openly without need for NDAs. Essentially, there is no guaranteed formula for success. There will be aspects to your business plan which you can't control, yet they may actually have a great impact on your chances of success. Factors include things like national and global economic climate, geographic location, trends in popular culture, access to valuable contacts, and plain old luck. These all play a part in whether you succeed. Obtaining financing isn't necessarily about the technical feasibility or the originality of the idea itself. Sometimes it can be more about you as a person and whether you're aware of the qualities and skill sets needed to convince the right people to support you. Private investors, also known as venture capitalists or angel investors, take a lot of interest in the makeup of the team. Often they're very interested in the people that are backing the idea. They're predominantly looking for a person who, as one investor put it, has the disease of entrepreneurism. So most investors, the personal dimension is the most important aspect when they're considering whether to invest. They might invest in an average idea if the right team are in place to put it forward. So when you're looking for financing of your app, you should have entrepreneur drive and develop the skills that potential investors would look for, such as inventiveness, creative ability, the ability to package and communicate ideas, to stick with things. Without this, it's very difficult to get the necessary investor confidence. So in conclusion, This episode has highlighted how copyright works, what it does and doesn't protect, and the importance of first protecting your idea before turning to investors for funding. Given the traits that investors will look for before investing in your ideas, there are areas of self-development for you to consider if your vision is for something big. Focus on developing some key qualities, such as ability to lead a team, which is essential for success in business. You'll need to reinvent yourself or find the right team to work with who, you know, can make up the skills that maybe you lack.
My guest next week is Priscilla McKinney, CEO and Mama Bird of the award-winning creative and digital content agency, Little Bird Marketing. If you've enjoyed the podcast, why not join my newsletter to receive fortnightly updates giving more insights on aspects of brand creation and brand building? Just download my 7 costly mistakes with your business and brand and you'll be added. Details are in the show notes.